Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hammer time. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Dominic Ortiz here. How are you? Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. How are you? What's going on around your house? Give us a call, 803-0930. Open phone lines today, anything around the house that needs my attention. Couple questions I want to ask you, though. The first one is, do you water your lawn? And how often do you do that? We've got some tips here on that. And how does your lawn look right now? Is it nice and green or nice and yellow? Give us a call and report in on how your lawn's doing. And the other question, the other discussion I want to throw out there goes back to what we talked about last week, and we've talked about this a few months ago, and that is what's happening in Manhattan with the ban of natural gas hookups. So I did a little bit more research, and this is unbelievably true, and it's somewhat shocking that this is actually going to happen. But in December of last year, the New York City Council voted to pass legislation banning the use of natural gas in most new construction. This will substantially, they claim, slash climate-changing greenhouse gas emission from the country's most populous city. Of course, the question is, how are they going to support that on the grid? And what I was really concerned about is, you know, is this going to permeate down to our level here in Buffalo, in Western New York, and in homes? And so far, what I found is that it's limited now. It starts in 23, the end of 23, and it's limited to buildings under seven stories. But in 27, guess what? It goes to taller buildings. And right now, hospitals, commercial kitchens, and laundromats are exempt. Because that was the other real question I had is, what about chefs? Have you ever seen a chef cook on an electric stove? I haven't. So under the law, construction projects submitted for approval after 27 must use sources like electricity for stoves, space heaters, water boilers, instead of gas or oil. Residents who currently have gas stoves and heaters in their homes will not be impacted unless they relocate to a new building. So this does impact residential use, however, just in tall buildings. So what is your opinion about that? And how are we going to support increased electrical usage when our grid is already suspect for being overloaded? I don't think this has been thought through. And I'd like your opinion on that. And my other question is, are you watering your lawn right now? So responsible watering, you know, there's, you're here in New York State and Erie County and living right on the lake, we don't really have an issue with water. But, you know, many parts of the country, they have water shortages and they can't water their lawn. And they go to alternative kinds of grass to be able to sustain drought times. The kind of grass you have and the kind of soil you have usually are what relate most to how often you need to water, how much shade you have as well. So how's your lawn holding up during this dry time? Give us a call this Saturday morning. Anything around the house that needs my attention. My two questions on the table. Are you watering your lawn? And what do you think about not being able to cook with natural gas? 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and ready for you to text in your question. 803-0930. You can always email me anytime, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. It includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line. It's made for your kitchen, your bathroom, and your man kitchen, as well as your outdoor kitchen. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, small projects, and our brand new cooking school. Jerry Clemente, our in-house chef, will teach you how to cook. And our next class is coming up in August. And I believe, let me just pull it up here. The next class is August 8th, Tuscan Treasures. Crostini and Tuscan bread, peachy handmade Tuscan spaghetti with wild boar ragu, and panzanella bread salad. That's the 8th of August. And the 12th of September is the following class. We go to Calabria then. Spicy foods from the south, eggplant parmesan, Calabrian chili peppers in certain dishes. Gelato is being taught on September the 12th. The classes go every month, and check it out at the Cortese website. Come home to Cortese Cooking School, and the drop-down menu under our services. Check that out and register today. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Well, before we talk to you, we're going to travel to the Snyder Branch, I'm going to guess, is where she is. Christina Swendler, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there in Snyder. You're in Snyder, right?
I'm actually at Depew today.
Oh, yeah, I got it wrong. Christina goes back and forth between Main Street and Snyder and George Herman and Dick in Depew, our old corner. And she's the manager of both locations. She does a very competent job covering two locations for Lakeshore Savings Bank. Christina, the rate on home equity lines of credit is still at 2.5 fixed for a year with no cost. How can the bank do it?
We're very fortunate that they have not changed that rate. So it is a great rate for our customers to take advantage of. We are seeing a lot of people putting them in place right now. We work with a lot of your customers that are going to be doing improvements to their home. So they're putting this line in place to kind of lock in their building costs so that they're not, you know, paying more when the project actually starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously it's just nice to have there for future need. You may not have anything in mind right now, but maybe in a year or so you might. Rates may be different then. So, you know, we're putting those things into place.
So when we make the list of benefits from COVID, the only thing I can put on that list is our homes are worth more. And therefore, therefore we have more equity, and therefore we have more money available to improve our home. Why not tap that through Lakeshore with the 2.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit with no cost, no application, no appraisal, no closing costs, no mortgage taxes. The bank absorbs all of that, and it gets you ready for your home renovations. Christina, it's a great program that Lakeshore has, and we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much.
The number there at the Depew branch
is 898 898-2022.
Okay, repeat that.
898-2022.
Give Christina a call right now and learn more about the 2.5 interest rate. Lakeshore Savings Bank. 131 years of putting people first.
Hey, it's Bowerly. We all wish we could do more to help cancer patients. Did you know there's a very unique way to help the patients at Roswell Park, and all it takes is a little bit of your time? Donating blood or platelets is a way to directly help Roswell Park cancer patients who require transfusions. Patients are depending on your generosity, the generosity of willing donors. Your chance to start saving lives is only a phone call away. To learn more, call 716-845-8275. 845-8275 today.
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias back on tour.
2 minutes after coming out of a Krispy Kreme drive-thru, I made a left turn instead of making a right turn, but I wasn't paying attention because I had a box, right? I was like, you're going to get it when you get home. Sure enough, I grabbed my box, I flipped it open. The officer gets to the window. You know why I stopped you?
Because you can smell it.
Friday, August 19th, the Buffalo News Grandstand Erie County Fair. Buy online at tickets.com. Tickets purchased in advance include admission to the fair on the day of the show. Don't miss Gabriel Iglesias live.
The Cold Climate Heat Pump is the healthier, cleaner way of heating and cooling your home. So when you own one, it says a lot.
Hey, it's me again, your heat pump. Just wanted to point out that there's no need for fossil fuels in this house since I'm here, which means a lower risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. Hey, it's me again. I kept thinking, no fossil fuels and the air is filtered. Aren't we the best thing that happened to each other?
It's healthier. It's cleaner. It says a lot. Learn more about cold climate heat pumps at cleanheat.ny.gov.
Hey, do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, natural light and fresh air, that is how. And there is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there's only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, folks, they're good for your health and well-being too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit every budget. Just choose the one that's right for you. Then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino.
That's LencoBuffalo.com, located on Seneca Street, on Sheridan Drive, and Delaware and Sheridan. Those in the know, go Lenco.
A new voice on the radio. In Buffalo.
We're not more divided than we were during the Civil War. Hell, we're not more divided than we were when you had the minority in the colonies that were pushing to establish a new country. We're not any more divided now than we were then.
Dana Lash, weeknights 7 till 10, News Radio 930 WBEN.
They're the same local financial guys and tax lady you've come to know and trust. But now they're on longer. Don't miss the Financial Guys show with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, Saturdays from 1 till 3, followed by Ask the Tax Lady with Esther Goulias. From 3 till 4, finances and taxes from the local experts you trust. Saturday afternoons from 1 till 4 on News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. CMP has a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Senior Radio Buffalo, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Hi, it's Linda again, here to recommend SAS Shoes and Orthotics. It's time to get rid of your foot, back, and knee pain with expertly made American footwear. And now enjoy their spring sale with $15 off sandals and selected shoes. Love your feet again in stylish SAS Shoes at Transitown Plaza. And take advantage of their spring sale on now. Also, listen in as we talk to experts from People Inc. as they share information on the many programs People Inc. has to offer. People Inc. has programs to help seniors and all people become contributing and active members in their communities. Learn about these programs and more by listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11.
So I've told you the story about how my friends at NOCO saved the day for me at home with my AC condenser. Yeah, it couldn't hold Freon. There was something amiss with it. Turns out factory defect is what was wrong, and the Freon was leaking out internally. Well, they figured it out. They helped me get it fixed. Now I have nothing but good to say about NoCo Heating and Cooling. And Hammer Time listeners, right now, NoCo is offering you a deal that will keep you cool all summer long. You'll receive $300 off your new AC installation. And if that's not good enough, you'll get a 5-year term to pay it back with no interest. 5 years to pay it back with $300 off. Now, if you're just looking for a tune-up, NoCo has the hookup for you as well. Their experienced and trusted technicians will perform an AC tune-up for you for just $99. Give them a call right now, 716-902-6414. That's 902-6414. You'll get a free estimate, noco.com/heatingandcooling. NoCo, providing healthier air quality since 1933. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the
phone. 1020 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic. Hi, how are you? Open phone lines today. Two questions on the table, though. How often are you watering right now during this dry time? And what do you think about not having natural gas in your home? That's happening in Manhattan starting next year, 7-story buildings and shorter. And then in 2027, it goes to taller buildings. So that means if you live in Manhattan and a new building is built and it's 7 stories or less next year, the end of next year, you can't cook with natural gas. You have to have a completely electric apartment, electric heat, electric hot water, electric stove. Everything has to be electric. What do you think of that? And is the grid going to support that? Give us your opinion. 803-0930 as we travel to West Seneca and chat with Ken. Good morning, Ken. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic.
How you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, I got a question. So listen, I'm older. I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having my attic sprayed with closed cell insulation.
Okay.
The rafters.
Why is that? Why are you doing that?
Well, our attic is small. We have a Cape Cod, and it's hot in the summer, and it's cold in the winter. And I don't mind heating that little area. It doesn't really affect me, but it's something I need for like a little crawl spaces. I have some really wacky little crawl spaces that cause problem in the winter time.
Right. So Cape Cods are notorious for being difficult to insulate properly with fiberglass. So most Cape Cods spray foam is ideal. The angled sections, the sections of the roof that actually make up a ceiling, are the most difficult because to insulate those properly with fiberglass, you need to have an air cavity, which means you'll have to reduce the head clearance in that area in order to get the right depth of joist, rafter, in order to get the airflow behind it. So spray foam in that setting is perfect.
Now, so let me get this straight. So like I said, with old school, I used to have insulation, but you had to have the ventilation there with it.
Right.
Now, they're saying that you don't need the ventilation anymore. In fact, I have a ridge vent in my house. And he says, we're going to block that all off.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. That's one big trade-off, on the plus side, trade-off with the comparison between forms of insulation, and that is with spray foam, you do not need ventilation. It works as an insulation without any need for airflow. So it's very effective in that way. The only downside, really, that I can tell you about spray foam is its cost.
Yeah, well, I found that out, and it's going to cost me a few grand, but it's really going to solve a lot of problems. I got, like I said, I got a wonky house with some different dormers.
In most cases, in conventional cases where we have an open attic, you know, and it's not part of the living area, you don't need to spend the money on spray foam because you can get enough fiberglass insulation in the floor of the attic, providing the right ventilation through the soffits and the ridge or mushroom caps on the roof. You don't need to go through the expense of the spray foam. But in your case, in that you're living in the attic and you're using that space, you need to have a better way to insulate, and that's going to do it for you.
Yeah, now that sounds great. Now, one more thing. I'm not going to be able to get to like the slope ceilings. I'm not going to be able to get to that because, I mean, how can you, you know?
You could have that. Well, you'd have to have it gutted out and then spray foamed, and then you could re-drywall. How are the angled sections insulated?
It's an old house. It's a 1928
house. So you're just spray foaming the crawl space areas.
The crawl space and the attic, you know, because it's smaller. Of course, it's only 9 feet wide.
Yeah.
Because of the Cape Cod. But I can't really get to the slope. I mean, that's okay. I could just slap some insulation, or is that ventilation going to be a problem?
No. Again, you need to have ventilation in those angled sections if you go with fiberglass. You don't want to stuff any insulation in there because that would create a moisture block, and then you could start having issues with entrapment of moisture. Frankly, to be honest with you, Ken, I would rather you be wholesale with how you handled this project and not do a spotty installation, and shame on the installer for not telling you that, because doing just one area and not doing the complete attic is a little irresponsible.
I'll talk to him about it. He hasn't done it yet, but I'll talk to him about if he can get his hose up in there.
You never know. He might be able to blow it in, right? I would rather you did that than leave that area uninsulated.
Okay.
Because you won't get the benefit of the spray foam. I mean, you'll get it in a limited capacity, but not in a wholesale capacity, which is, if you're going to spend that money, you might as well benefit from it.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to him about getting that area, and I don't know what the hose looks like, that if he can do that without looking at it, because I have old plaster.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. It's challenging. Yeah, it's challenging. I get it. Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. So
tell us, how's your lawn holding up?
Lawn's good. Watering. We have a shady area, so yeah. I think that really helps us.
Yeah. And what would you say if they told you can't cook with gas anymore?
This world has gone nuts.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need to stop this whole climate change.
Well, the thing about it all that really has got me going is they're making this idea, and I'm ready now in New York City, they've made it a law, but there's no plan for how they're going to generate the extra electricity to be able to do this.
Yeah.
The infrastructure is not there. The grid cannot support us now, let alone with a higher capacity. And especially in all places in New York City, you hear about brownouts and inadequate services in New York City more than anywhere else in the world.
It seems they just put this agenda forth. It's like putting the cart before the horse.
Exactly.
You know? Doing this even with electric cars going, what are they going to do with these batteries?
Exactly.
And you can only go, I don't know how many, a couple hundred miles before it needs a charge.
Exactly.
So there's no 12-hour trips anymore. So,
Well
the
said.
The world is crazy.
All right, Ken. Hey, good luck with the insulation. Let us know how it turns out.
I will. Either I'm going to be smiling or crying.
I know. I hope not.
Take care, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Stay well.
Info.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. And Ken's line's now available for you at 803-0930. Give us a call and ask your question and give us your opinion about the natural gas demise in Manhattan. And how would you feel if that happened to us here in Buffalo? 803-0930. To Buffalo we go. And Ed, good morning. You're next.
Thanks for taking my call, Dominic. Dominic, I'm upset as well as you and other callers I hope call in. A number of weeks ago, on the front page of the Buffalo News, they showed an all-electric bus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's supposed to replace the natural gas and diesel buses that cost approximately $500,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
$1 million for a bus, Dominic? What are they, nuts?
Yeah, yeah.
And now, I remember back in the blizzard of 77, when I used to work full-time downtown, I was on a bus for 6 hours before I finally got back home. And I agree with you totally. Couldn't a petition drive to the politicians.
I guess that's a really good way of looking at it, Ed, is how does this happen that these policies get adopted and now is a law in New York City? And here we are sitting on the other side of the state saying, what? How did that happen?
Dominic, I'll tell you, it all starts in state of California. And it works its way slowly to the East Coast. I'm incensed. I am very angry about this.
Well, we're going to talk about this more and share what insight we can have here on the show, so be sure to stay tuned. It is coming up to the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. We're back with more right after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Seattle says 37-year-old Joey David George phoned the tops on Elmwood Avenue twice, making threats to shoot black customers.
I think very importantly, the complaint alleges that he might be in the area, he might already be in the store, or he was somewhere nearby, and that if he didn't see anyone at the store, he would go to a different tops location. So very serious allegation of threats made.
Seattle U.S. Attorney Nick Brown says George made a second call ranting about a race war. Tops and Instacart distributed free bags of groceries to the first 300 residents of East Buffalo who attended an event yesterday afternoon. Instacart says it is waiving fees on up to 10 deliveries per customer account and orders of more than $35 at the Tops on Jefferson Avenue and all Tops locations in the city of Buffalo. The Empire State Ride begins today in Staten Island. The 7-day 500-mile journey raises money for Roswell Park and cancer research affiliates. The ride will end in Niagara Falls a week from today. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
How do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic here. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower and your bathtub, as well as custom mirror solutions. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been offering high-quality, elegant glass for you and your bathroom. Call them today at 694-3300. That's 716-694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park, or if you're down our way, come by the Come Home to Cortez showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We have all their products on display as well. Twin City Glass. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Looking for mental health services? Need help paying your bills? Struggling to put food on the table? 211 has answers.
This is 211. How can we help?
Call 211. It's free, confidential, and always available.
This message brought to you by National Grid.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Phil came to me the other day and said, Dad, look at the sidewalk around my pool. Yeah, it's moved. And so I said, got to give A1 a call, which he did. I have the most effective way to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself or replace it. Call A1 Concrete Leveling. A1 uses a hydraulic pressure injection. They'll raise your concrete without replacing it. There's no chemicals. You don't have to worry about color match. And you can use your concrete surface the very same day. And the best part, of course, is the cost. You'll save between 50 and 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier. Send it to my son to help him too. So give A1 a call, 716-341-4550. 1-800-341-4550. A free estimate will come your way. You can learn more, a1concretebuffalo.com, A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, it's Bowerly. We all spend a lot of our time out in the yard during the summertime with a warm weather season to short as Western New York's, don't let your backyard trees ruin your experience. Let AJ's Tree Service make your backyard beautiful. Whether your trees just need some trimming or shaping, or if you've got a dead ash tree, let AJ's get it out of there so it's not a danger to you and your family. From tree removal to tree pruning, call AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282. 908-1282. AJ's Tree Service, from tree to shining tree.
In the market for a new window or door? Well, be sure to stop at Big L Windows and Doors on William Street in Chickawaga, 2727 William Street, 895-8484, biglwindows.com. They will show you the Marvin window line, exceptional quality. We have the Marvin window line in our new building, the Come Home to Cortese showroom on Main Street in Clarence, and we use the fiberglass essential window. Fiberglass in and out, color the same in and out. All the colors are the same price. Remarkably high quality product. Fiberglass, more stable than vinyl. And don't want fiberglass? Well, they have another version, the essential fiberglass out and wood interior. And then, of course, there's the signature, which is the Cadillac wood window, clad exterior. Check them all out at Big L and find the right window for you. Also, Therma-Tru doors, all on display at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
1036 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese, and we've got two questions on the table. What do you think about New York City's move to ban natural gas in new construction? In 2023, buildings 7 stories and shorter are now a part of that ban. In 27, it goes to taller buildings. How would you feel if that mandate reached us here in Western New York? I think it's probably somewhat inevitable that it's going to happen. And what is this reliance on the grid when it's not there really to be able to support increased electrical use? We talk about electric cars and what impact that's going to have on the grid too. And electric cars, what do you think about that? How far can you really go with an electric car without having to stop and recharge it? And the other question on the table is, how's your lawn holding up during this dry time? And are you having to water a lot? What kind of soil do you have? That's a big factor in determining how much you have to water. 803-0930, and of course, anything else around the house that needs my attention, give me a call this Saturday morning here on WBEN. As we travel to Williamsville next and chat with Terry. Good morning, Terry. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for the call. What can I do for you?
Well, it's interesting, the topic about natural gas, just a practical example of how valuable natural gas is. After I returned from Iraq in 2004, one of the first things that we did as a family was install a natural gas generator.
There you go.
And the reason why we did that, I read a lot when I was over there about the rolling grids that went out in New York City and in Toronto in 2003. And after living off of a generator for about a year in the desert, I'm thinking, you know what, this might not be a bad idea to have a backup generator. So
there you go.
We installed a 15,000 water, and when the October surprise hit, I had neighbors plugging into my house to keep their sump pumps going. So
yeah,
it was a really great thing to have. And you know what, it kills me is because in New York, especially southern western New York, or southern tier, you know, we have part of the Marcellus Shale. We have a yes. lot of natural gas. So why can't we tap into these resources? And
absolutely amazingly accurate question. And I don't have obviously the answer. The apparent stupidity for assuming that the grid's going to support us is really what has me mostly scratching my head over this.
Yeah, just look at Texas. They can't support themselves anymore.
Yeah.
And those poor old people in Texas, that 110 degrees, what are they going to do?
Exactly. Well, first of all, thank you for your service, and thank you for the question as well. You're right on the money. What's going to happen to generators? Generators are our backup to when the power fails.
Exactly. And not only that, when everybody complains that this is about a sustainable movement and whatnot, well, I have to ask this question. Which is better for the environment? What are you going to do with these expended batteries?
Exactly.
Are you going to bury them? Are
exactly.
you going to reprocess them?
Exactly.
And let's face it, how do you produce the electricity to make these cars go and plug into these cars? Coal,
well,
all these other sources. It's crazy.
So that's at the core of really what this is all about, is what plan is there in place to generate more electricity? I don't hear of anything. I was at a customer's house this week who works for the National Grid, and we were talking about this very issue, and he said to me, I'm out there on the streets, and I can tell you the grid is fragile. And we are a hot weather day away from a calamity where it'll fail. He said the other day there was a explosion in a pit. The manhole cover blew all the way up into the top of a building is where it landed. You know, these things are something you don't really hear much about, but it's real.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then as far as lawns are concerned, I think the two strategies are raise your blade a little bit, let
yes.
the grass
yes.
grow a little longer, and you know, water at night when you get a chance, and keep it going.
Yeah, the article that I was referring to, they say that you need to get at least an inch of water onto your lawn if it's super dry. And of course, the question then is, you know, it's that's a lot of water to use. And is it really, you know, is it really beneficial? And of course, everybody wants a green lawn, and that's the price we pay for a green lawn.
True, and you know, one of the things that you can do long term is start designing out your lawn.
Right.
Meaning, if there's an opportunity to put crushed stone in somewhere, or
there you go,
something that designs the lawns out a little bit, maybe that's the solution.
My son Phil's lawn, he's on a high rock table, and so he has areas where, you know, it yellows immediately as soon as the temperature warms. And so he has those areas watered more frequently. And so that's what he has to do to combat that. So you're right. That would be a good area not to have any grass in.
Well, you know what? Maybe we can kill two birds with one stone. If you live anywhere in Amherst where the Great Bear Swamp is, maybe there's a way to reduce the number of mosquitoes by, I'm not going to say it, but drain those areas a little bit out and use it just for watering purposes.
You want to drain a swamp?
Yeah, let's start in our own backyard.
There you go.
Washington, right?
All right,
hey,
Terry.
Finally, Donald, I want to say this to you, too. I want to thank you on behalf of the Naval Park as well for all the great work.
Oh, thank you.
With us.
Of course.
For the Little Rock and all the work.
Yeah, you just made the connection of who you are, Terry. Thank you for your call, and thank you for your service, and thank you for working at the Naval Park. It's a great institution. I love being a part of that place.
Yes, and thank you again.
All right, talk to you again, Terry. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
Terry's line now free, 803-0930, as we travel next to Hamburg. And Chuck, good morning. You're online. How are you?
Oh, good, Dominic. Dominic, you know, I got to hand it to you. You know, there's so much misinformation out there, and I'm glad that you're on talking to, you know, people of Western New York and abroad about these problems. Because, you know, in my field, I am an HVAC individual.
Okay.
And I have been running across, and you were just talking to a gentleman in regards to foam insulation. I want to put a little twist on this. A lot of people have air handlers in their attic.
Yeah.
And I have noticed from older work, say 8 to 10 years old, and even within the past 2 to 3 years, none of it is properly insulated. The
exactly.
supply line.
Exactly.
The return, and even the unit itself. And I will give you an example. I get called across the state because a lot of people just can't find someone who is, well, if you want to say anal about stuff like that, who's very critical. I had a woman in downstate New York, and she was just livid. Her unit went 5 years old. It was shorted by a ton, and the air handler and supplies weren't even covered. The temperature up there, before I even started, was 160 degrees.
Oh, my God.
And I said to her, I said, ma'am, I cannot start this job until I properly ventilate your attic.
Exactly.
Why? And I explained to her everything. She says, oh, my God. She says, why didn't anybody tell me this? I said, because some people really, you know, they don't want to get into it. They don't want to do the extra
work. Well, because everything is done on the shortcut and the fastest and the easiest. And they don't, right. It's not thought through as to the consequence.
That's right. And I explained to her, I'm the type of person that will sit with my customer. Look, there's nothing wrong with explaining to your customer about what's going on with heating and cooling, because an educated consumer is a good consumer. It's
exactly.
A good person who knows what's going on. And the thing is when I got the job done, I was able to lower the temperatures in her attic by 90 degrees.
So that's amazing, because then there's less stress on the equipment.
Exactly, yep. Exactly. Yep. And another thing, too, is running line sets in walls, whether it's new construction or rehab, is a no-no. Mm-hmm. The line set covers that are out there are beautiful. You can paint them. I had to literally run the line set up and over. Very professional, very nice looking. She could not believe it. And now her unit, and I check with her every 2 to 3 days for the past few weeks, and she says, I have never felt like this in 10 years.
That's amazing. Well, hats off to you. Now, what do you think is going to happen to the HVAC industry when everything has to be electric?
Well, Dominic, right now, I will tell you something right now. I, as well as others, we are pulling our hair out, because one particular company, I don't like to mention names, one particular company came out with what they call an ultra series coil for the top of your furnace, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it can run with a heat pump. That's all fine and dandy. But the coil alone is astronomical, even at our cost. Before you're out the gate with this new 31 below zero, it goes down to 31 below zero now, okay? Before you're out the gate, Dominic, you're at, just our cost alone is at $6,000.
Oh, jeez.
Okay? Yeah, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
And what would that do? That would be an electric component. How would that attach to the furnace?
Well, you put the A coil on top of the furnace. You replace the old one or the other one. You hook it up to the heat pump.
Okay.
And of course, then what you do is you have to do all this rewiring. Okay.
So I see.
In case the heat pump don't work, you could still use natural gas.
Uh-huh.
The problem is if they decide to say no more gas in the future. Okay. Then you're stuck with this heat pump, this astronomically high-costing heat pump system, and now, you know, basically you got to pay more money. There's a lot of people out there that in our trade who have not been to these schools. We're worried right now how many more 13 SEERs we can get. 13 SEERs, okay, especially the higher ones, 3-ton, 4, and a little bit higher.
Uh-huh.
Actually, going up to 5. We're having hard times to get. We're having a hard time getting them. An air handler, I'm going to be honest with you, I pretty much got the last one just recently, a week ago, out of another state. You can't even get air handlers up here. They're totally turning the whole industry upside
down.
So
do you have any sense, Chuck, what would happen in a power failure with a 100% electrical appliance operation? How would we generate? How do we get our back online when the power's out?
Well, here's the thing. You could have a generator outside, but it's got to run either on propane or gas. So
right.
You can't use gas.
So let's assume gas is banned. What do we do for a generator?
You got a propane, okay? That's if there's propanes out there and if propane is not expensive. But the other thing is if you have solar panels, okay? I met a gentleman way, way, way out in... where the heck was it? It was somewhere, not Alden, but way, way out in East Aurora. A nice guy. He has solar panels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he told me? He says, if you don't have the battery backups, he says, you're done.
Right.
You're only going to get so many days. So the only thing left is a battery backup.
There you go.
But you know how many batteries? And you know what? They're the size of a lawnmower. Okay?
Right, yeah,
they're
right,
huge,
yeah.
And you need a half a dozen of them, if not more, to generate that power.
Well, Chuck, you've been very informative, and I appreciate you taking the time to call, and maybe we can talk again sometime about this topic.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks again for keeping everybody well informed. It's great information, and
we
people
try.
Need to know. People need to know this stuff and yeah. to make their lives better.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right.
Chuck's
All right,
line now available, 803-0930. It's time for our next break. We'll be back with more right after this. So we're having a lively discussion today about the loss of natural gas in our future and what that's going to do to our heating plant. And right now your heating plant is operating in an AC capacity. And that air is traveling through your ductwork. And in your ductwork, I hope it's nice and clean. And you're breathing fresh, clean indoor air. If not, then you need to do something about it. And what you're going to do about it is call my friends at Indoor Professionals. They'll come over to your house. They'll cut a hole in your ductwork. And they'll insert the patented column duct cleaning nozzle. That is a high-pressure nozzle connected to a compressor that will blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork and remove it with negative pressure and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel so that you can breathe easier. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, you know, it's so funny because I heard the same thing, some new legislation, you know, with the new Green Raw Deal, you know.
Yeah.
So, as it relates to indoor air quality, keep this in mind. Once again, the state, our tax dollars just funded a bunch of air purifiers for schools that are only HEPA filter. And why do I say only HEPA? Because the ones that Indoor Air Professionals has are 40 times more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
These are the same people that have mask mandates. By the way, masks are like having a chain link fence.
Yeah.
And trying to protect it from mosquitoes. Thank you very much. So there's no science based on these people that want to control your lives. But anyways, we can make it. We can make you breathe easier.
All right. 683-3000. That's the number you're going to call. And extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts abound. What are they this week?
So first of all, you want to dry up your house with a high capacity April air dehumidifier. Okay, so that one we still can do $250 off on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the medical grade air purifiers that I talked about, the portable, which covers 1200 square feet, is $300 off. And then the whole house unit that connects to your precious air handling unit, don't let them take it away on you.
Exactly.
And that one is $500 off. And finally, the duct cleaning, you can, depending on the size and age of your house, you can get anywhere from $90 to $150 off.
Wow.
But,
hey, it pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. Only you will get these discounts, and you need to call Peter right now, 716-683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hey guys, it's health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. You've heard how much I love my art supports from the Good Feet store. Now I want you to hear from someone else who's taken my advice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Julie Caton. I have always enjoyed walking but have had severe pain in my leg and ankle. I heard about the Good Feet store from Robbie and decided to get my own art supports. I was pleasantly surprised to discover their three-step support system, which fits in all of my different shoes. I absolutely love them. And now I'm back to enjoying my nature walks, my dog walks, and any form of exercise. I thank Robbie for her advice and the Good Feet store for giving me my active life back.
Friends, if you have knee, hip, or back pain, don't wait. Visit the Good Feet store and take back your life. You know, what you do today will affect the quality of your life later. And nothing changes if nothing changes. Decide today to live your best life. You are worth it. And that's the raw truth.
Hi, Steve Tasker for Westhurst Subaru on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park. And wouldn't you know, here's Alex.
Well, what I know is that once again, Westhurst Subaru was the number one volume selling Subaru dealer in Buffalo based on Subaru reported sales in the calendar year 2021.
And I know a few thousand great Google reviews might be a clue as to why.
Or maybe it's because all 2022 Subaru models with EyeSight received the highest possible rating for front crash prevention from IIHS, you know?
I know you know now is a great time to custom order your new 2023 Subaru Crosstrek, new 2022 Subaru Outback, new 2022 Subaru Forester, or another new Subaru. Build it just like you want at Wester Subaru.
Or maybe pre-order the brand new 2023 Subaru Solterra, the all-electric Subaru SUV. People in the know have been waiting for this one.
Don't I know? Visit Wester Subaru on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park or WesterSubaru.com. Don't wait.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't wait. Mm-mm.
Welcome to
Hey, it's Dominic. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There is no reason to be stressed about your roof, folks. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement, 343-ROOF. That's 716-343-ROOF. 343-7663. You can go to avaroofing.com, book your appointment there. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, my name is Joe with House to Home Investing. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 716-502-DEAL. I pay cash and close fast. I'm looking for houses in any condition, any price range, anywhere in Western New York. Sell for cash and sell it fast with House to Home Investing. I'll buy your home any condition, any reason. Call me today at 716-502-DEAL. 716-502-DEAL. Online at h2hwny.com. That's h2hwny.com.
We're getting back to life, back to the office, parties, sporting events, but now it's also time to consider your health. Hi, I'm Dr. Candace Johnson, President and CEO of Roswell Park. If you've waited to schedule your cancer screening, delayed your doctor's appointments, and have been ignoring that lingering symptom that is just not right, or you've been diagnosed with cancer, it's important to have a plan. Catching cancer early is the key to surviving this disease. If you're due for a colonoscopy or mammogram or a lung, prostate, or cervical cancer check, don't put it off any longer. Too many of these life-saving screenings have been missed over the last 2 years. If you're one of them, it's time to catch up. Please don't wait until it's too late. Now is the time to get checked out and add that cancer screening to your summer calendar. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, Roswell Park is here for you.
Do you need a cancer screening? Find out at roswellpark.org/backtohealth.
For all station contest rules, go to wben.com/rules.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. New garage door? Yep, they got that. Epoxy floor? Got that too. Organizing storage equipment? All of that available. Gorilla Garage Gear, 716-715-6927. And right now, folks, if you get a new garage door, you'll save $100. And if you get an epoxy floor and a new garage door, you'll save $300. And if you add in cabinetry, it's a $500 discount if you get all three. Go online, GorillaGarageGear.com, Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. Always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
We'll do continuing updates for you on this ridiculous law that's been passed in Manhattan about a gas moratorium, or a gas ban, rather, not moratorium, on new construction. And we'll try to get, we're going to have Ed Rath on in the weeks ahead. We'll see what is pending in the state level with this ridiculousness, and we'll certainly keep you up to date on whatever we can find. We'll squeeze in what we can here in the time we have, and our next stop is Wheatfield. And good morning, Mike. We're at your house.
Hello. Are most heat pumps closed systems? Like a week or so ago in the Buffalo News, they had to get the emergency dam up because the geothermal system there was taking the spring water and dumping it, and it was pooling, and the sulfur that obnoxious odors. I mean, are most heat pumps closed?
They usually are. Yeah, they're a closed loop. The lines run well. The geothermal. I don't know if there's a difference in a heat pump design to a geothermal design. Geothermal are closed loops. Yes.
So, you know, I was just wondering why they're dumping that water back. I thought, you know, they keep recirculating.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe there was some violation of the line which led to water infiltration into the system. I'm not sure, but
well,
yes.
Maybe you can get someone on, you know, to
yes.
tell us the difference.
Absolutely. Great topic suggestion. I will do that. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Sharing that, Mike. Let's go to Barbara in Cheektowaga. Hey, Barb.
Hi, Dominic. Great show. Great discussion.
Thank you.
I don't mean to turn your show political, but I just wanted to stress, and I know you know this, that we the people have the power to determine what kinds of policies we're heading toward, whether it's energy or any other topic, by the people that we elect. And it's so important for us to educate ourselves
yes.
as to what do these elected officials, what do these candidates stand for? It is so important, and we need to vote, and we need to get the word out, and people need to start caring again.
Absolutely. Do you think, though, Barbara, that the people in New York City are in support of this? Because I can't imagine anybody that would be in support of being reliant on electricity alone.
I actually don't, Dominic, and I think that that's part of the problem.
Exactly.
Is that many elected
just complacency. Yeah.
Don't care what their
exactly.
constituents think or not.
Well, thank you for that, and time has gone here, so
thank
we
you.
Want to appreciate everyone's call and participation in the show today. Have a great week. Enjoy the sun. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Odyssey Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.